This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We are broadcasting from Missouri. Jason is engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you aren't angry about what's happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, there's something wrong with you. Yesterday, two policemen from the Minneapolis Police Department arrested, pulled a man out of a car, handcuffed him behind his back, put him down on the street, and one of the cops put his knee on the man's neck. There's a roughly an 8-minute video, depending on which one you look at, maybe 10 minutes, I've seen it. The man's begging for his life and dies. Right on video. There are people standing around begging the police to let him breathe, get the knee of the cop. Half the cop's weight is on this man's neck. The man is crying. He's calling for his mother. He's a full-grown man. He was murdered on video by a cop. And the cop that was with him prevented we the people from coming to the aid of the victim, the man who was pinned between the police car on the side of the street and traffic. The cop had him down on the ground, handcuffed, and his knee on his neck. The man was whimpering, crying, said he couldn't breathe, he said everything hurt, blood was coming out of his nose. It was painful to watch this. Nothing like the pain that victim experienced. It's absolutely horrible. The people have had it. Same as George Floyd. There's protests in Minneapolis right now. White people, black people, people are coming together. People have had it. They've absolutely had it. And so what do the police do? What they always do. Tear gas, rubber bullets. The people are outraged. The people are throwing rocks. They're bashing in the police cars. The mayor thinks that this shouldn't have happened. So let me read some of this to you. Then we're going to play the audio. Please, please. Please, I can't breathe. Please, man. The man who's shirtless begs the cop. The officer repeatedly tells him, "We'll get up, well, get up and get in the car," while he continues to pin Floyd to the ground. Now, I saw the video. There's no way this guy could have gotten up. So the cop tells him to get up. There's no way. He's handcuffed. And the cop's got half of the cop's weight on his neck. Floyd responds, "I will." But the cop continues to hold him to the ground by his neck. "My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts." Floyd is heard gasping at one point before he says he needs water. After several minutes, the officer tells him to relax. "Man, I can't breathe." Floyd responds before eventually passing out. The ambulance arrives. The police officers move the man's limp body onto the stretcher. An onlooker says, "Bro, you've got him down. At least let him breathe, man. He's not even resisting arrest. He's human, bro." One of the officers replies, "This is why you don't do drugs, kids. This ain't about drugs, bro. He's human," the bystander says. "You're enjoying it. Look at you. Your body language, you bum. You know that's bogus right now," he adds. As Floyd's unresponsive body is moved to an ambulance, a male onlooker says, "You just really killed that man, bro. And if he's not dead, he's close to death. That's crazy," end quote. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, we're going to play the audio. Jason's been on standby, ready to play the audio of this execution, this murder, as I see it. These are my opinions of what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota, yesterday. The riots are going on right now. Gwyneth, any quick comments before we play the audio?
Yeah, I think this is who they are, that they are our enemy. Whether you're white or black, it doesn't matter. They're doing this to all of us. And this is why, you know, this is a complete farce, what the police say when they meet one of us and feel slightly intimidated, and then they strike out and they tase someone or they shoot someone. They say, "Oh, I feared for my safety." You know? What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, right now, the police... Yes? Right now, the police are afraid for their safety in Minneapolis, Minnesota, because they're outnumbered.
Well, They should be.
They caused this. Okay, Jason, would you play the...
They murdered someone in broad daylight.
Right. Let me just read one quick thing, and then, Jason, would you please play this? Black Lives Matter. It says, and this is absolutely right, quote, "Justice is not about specific officers being arrested. It's about dismantling the system that makes it possible." I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. Jason, would you play, before we do this, if you are squeamish, class, you don't want to listen to this. You are listening to the murder of a man. Jason, please.
Well, you got him down, man. Let him breathe, Lee, man.
I can breathe.
I've been trying to hear about him. So let him breathe. Look at him. Shake, man. When my homie died, he went back home.
What a surprise to me.
What a lie.
Man. I can't breathe, my face. Just get up.
What do you want?
I can't breathe. Please, Denise. I can't breathe.
Bro, get up, get in the car, man.
I will.
Get up, get in the car.
I can't move.
I've been waiting the whole time. Get up, get in the car.
Mama.
Get up and get
Mama.
In the car right.
I can't.
Gave y'all an opportunity to get in, bro. I told you, you can't win.
My knees.
You can't win, man.
I'm through.
I know you're a nephew. You didn't listen.
That's the problem. My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts. There's water or something. Please. Please. I can't breathe. I'm good. They will kill me. They will kill
me, man. Bro, with your feet on his head, man, you get off the
His man. Nose is bleeding. Like,
yeah,
come on.
That's wrong right there with his feet on.
Look at his nose.
You can see your knee and his neck.
Yeah, he got your feet right on his neck.
I cannot breathe.
You're just a grown guy. You're a tough guy. You're a tough guy. He's not even resisting the rest, bro.
His whole nose is
on. Fought with him?
Brother, why you just sitting there? He ain't doing nothing now.
Put him in the car.
How long y'all got to hold him down?
Why would you do drugs, kids?
It ain't about drugs, bro. You understand
that? Y'all don't got to put on him. Right.
He is human, bro.
His nose is complete.
You can put him in the car.
We tried that for
10
minutes.
Y'all know that. You don't got to sit there with your knee on his neck, bro. Bro, he ain't crying, bro.
You circulate. Like, in a jiu-jitsu move, bro, you're trapped in his breathing right there, bro. Like, you don't think that what it is, bro? You don't think nobody understands that shit right there, bro? I train at the academy, bro. That's some... Bro, that's... Bro. Stopping his breathing right there, bro.
Okay, he's talking.
He's talking. Bro, but you could get him off the ground. You've been a bum right now. You could get him off the ground, bro. You could get him off the ground. You've been a bum right now. He enjoying that. Bum, bro. He enjoying it right now, bro. You could have put him in the car by now, bro. He's not resisting arrest or nothing. You enjoying it. Look at you. Your body language is crazy.
Bro, get the fuck off of him. It's the wife. They look at him.
Bro.
Get off of him now. What is wrong with y'all?
Like
what? He got made. Get off of here. No, first of all.
Bro, look, well, you should check on him. He's not responsive right now.
Get back off.
He's not responsive right now.
Look at him.
Right now. He's not responsive right now. He's not responsive right now. He's not responsive right now, bro. No, bro, look at him. He's not responsive right now, bro. Bro, are you serious? You call what you doing? Okay, bro. Check his pulse. The man ain't moved yet, bro. You gonna keep your thing on your neck? Yeah, I bet you. Bro, we. Bro, I barely touch me like that, dude. You're a real man, bro.
I'm a real man, bro.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you're not visibly shaking, if you are not angry, there's something wrong with you. What you heard so far is the murder of George Floyd, a man who, without resisting arrest, was handcuffed and manhandled on the street before he was murdered by a cop in uniform yesterday. The cop kneeled on his neck until he was motionless. The sounds of the crowd that you hear, the small crowd around him, were begging the police to stop. This cop refused to stop. The other cop, will say the partner, and I don't know if it was the partner or not, but officially the partner, but the other cop prevented the life from being saved by the people with mace, according to the witnesses there. Jason, could you continue where we left off, please? It'll just be a couple more minutes before the man expires. Or
that's not very professional.
It don't matter. So what? Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, folks. Don't touch him. I got this all on camera. Watch out.
Don't touch him.
You went to him. So shut up. You went to him. Law always trying to find something.
Bro, don't have any touches, bro. Ain't that what happened, I think?
Bro, you're
such a man, bro. Crazy.
crazy, bro.
Him too.
You could at least lifted him up off the ground, bro. We wouldn't even trip, bro. Yeah, 987, you just killed him, bro. You just
Y'all just killed that man.
You just really killed that man, bro.
And if he not dead, he's really close to death. That's crazy.
Okay. There you have it. So, my question for those who are in class today. If you were there, if you were standing there watching this, what would you do? What would you do? Would you take out your camera? Would you beg the police to stop? What if this man were your friend? What if you were riding in the car with him? What if he were your father or your son? What would you do? Well, it seems that our friends, black and white, have decided that they've had enough. And they are protesting. And they've actually taken it to the next level. They're bashing in police car windows. The police are afraid. There's a video of the police turning and running because of the number of people, the sheer number of people. They've had it. The man who was murdered, George Floyd, was a black man. Not that it's important, his race, because it's happening to a lot of people. The police officer was white. Is this a hate crime? Black people are saying, stop killing us. Stop killing us. Now, if you think about this, merchants in concert with tribal leaders in Africa brought men, women, and children who were black from tribes in Africa over to this country to be sold into slavery. White people did this. And we've made it difficult for black people to get ahead. And some resort to crime. White people resort to crime too. This is over the top. It's unacceptable. And this could be the start of the second American Revolution.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Family members of a black man who died after being pinned down by Minneapolis police officers on Monday during an arrest says the 4 officers involved in his death should be charged with murder.
I don't understand how someone could possibly let an individual go out like that. He's yelling, He's telling the officer he can't breathe.
That's George Floyd's sister, Bridget Floyd, speaking with ABC's Good Morning America. Video of the incident just outside a Minneapolis deli showing the cops leaning on him for several minutes, while Floyd repeatedly said he couldn't breathe. The four officers involved in the incident have been fired. Protesters last night were in the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The NHL now planning to resume its season, but will decide when games begin depending on coronavirus conditions, according to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who said the season will resume with an expanded 24-team tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. The games would take place in two hub cities, and fans would not be allowed to attend. Actor Richard Hurd has died. The veteran character actor, whose name may not be as recognizable as his face was, is widely remembered for the 11 Seinfeld episodes he appeared in as George Costanza's boss when George worked for the Yankees.
I wanted to get fired. George, you are looking at the new head scout of the New York Mets. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Come right up.
Hurd, who appeared in several Star Trek TV series and dozens of other shows, was 87. Los Angeles is back open for business. Mayor Eric Garcetti saying that starting today, all retail businesses there can let people inside as long as they stay at 50% capacity and follow other COVID-19 safety guidelines. And Eminem is hosting a listening party today to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP. The Detroit rapper says the event starts at 3 p.m. Eastern, and he'll be releasing merchandise in honor of the celebration. You can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So you heard at the bottom of the hour news a weak description, a politically correct description of what really happened. So let's look at it this way. With the promise, an oath to protect and serve, the police have violated their oath of office. The Minneapolis Police Department has breached the public trust. And what does that mean? That means their corporate charter should be revoked immediately, this afternoon. And the entire city government should be dismantled, in my opinion. Look at it this way. Just think about any other corporation, okay? You can think about, we'll talk about a city corporation. It starts with the mayor. If the mayor is corrupt, the corruption filters through the entire city government. If the mayor is honest and has integrity, that filters through the entire city government. If there's a manager of a store, let's call it Home Depot, for example. This is all fiction, okay, when I'm talking about Home Depot. If the manager were involved in pilfering, going to the soda cooler and grabbing a soda just because he felt like it without paying for it, and decided to get a pack of drill bits, stick them in his pocket. And the employees started to see this over and over and over again. Do you think that would not filter down through the employees? Do you think they would not help themselves to drill bits and other items that are expensive? It starts at the top. So what does that mean? That means that the mayor is involved with this culture where this police officer put his knee on this man's neck in the public street and murdered him. So it starts at the top with the mayor. Then it goes down to the police chief. Then it goes down to the police captain and the lieutenants and the sergeants and ultimately the officers. In my research, I learned that it is policy of this particular police department to use the technique of putting one's knee on a victim's neck. It's policy. If it's policy, that policy has been approved by, I'd say the sergeant, the lieutenant, the captain, the police chief, and the mayor. All reasons why the charter for the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota should be revoked and the entire government should be dismantled. Strong statements? Absolutely. So, let me give you a microcosm. There's a little tiny speck of a city, about four times the size of our farm, in Missouri. The name of the city is Sparta. Sparta. S-P-A-R-T-A. Missouri. Sparta, Missouri has had four police officers. And they had about the highest number of tickets of any force in the area. They wrote more tickets than any competing city government. They funded the police department with tickets. They pulled over and arrested a USA Preparers student. He was in his 60s. They roughed him up. Ultimately, he ended up in the hospital. The USA Preparers meetup group, many of us, went to the next city hall meeting in Sparta in mass. We live streamed it. We demanded the dismantling of the police department. I went on the air and I exposed these guys over and over and over again. And I got a call from a broadcaster in Utah. And he said, Vinny, what are you doing? You're calling for a national boycott of Sparta? And I said, absolutely. I'm paraphrasing. He said, even the shops? And I said, of course the shops. The stores, the shops, the gas station, everybody, the barber. I'm calling for a boycott of every one of them. Why? Because they allow these cops, these four cops in the city of Sparta to do these things. To turn ordinary citizens into victims. Yes, because they're not stopping their government from being out of control. Yes, I'm calling for that boycott. You know what happened? The city police department was disbanded. Absolutely true story. And then they came back. Naturally, right? Naturally. All those guys were fired. All of them. And they brought in new cops later, you know, after it cooled off a little bit. Gwyneth, any comments?
I think we need to stop being so nice to the police. I've had enough. You know, I have had friends murdered, not by the police, but their murders covered up by the police. So the police were accessories after the fact to, and possibly before the fact. I don't know the circumstances. But, you know, the police in West Australia, this is the West Australian police, basically covered up the murder of Heather Glendinning. And I could go into the details of her murder, but I think we've had enough of violent murders for the day. It was bloody, it was gory, it was described by an experienced retired police detective as being one of the most bloody, I'm saying bloody as in full of blood, not as a swear word, one of the most terrible murders that he had ever seen. One of the most gory murders that he had ever seen of Heather Glendinning and her two children. And I will never forget. And when I was, you know, I've had enough. You know, and the police have this catchphrase that they use constantly, that they fear for their safety. When one of us begins to get a little bit assertive against them and tells them to back off, well, you know what? Maybe we fear for our safety. You know, I think that we have got more reason to fear for our safety than what they've got to fear for their safety. I really do. And I think that we need to become a lot less respectful towards the police. And I think that we need to break through a lot of the brainwashing that is taught us through television movies, children's shows, Sesame Street, you name it, to be nice to the police and the police are good people. It is now self-evident that they are not good people. They are on a power kick. They are there to extort us, to rob us. They're a highwayman's cartel. They're a child kidnapping ring. They are the biggest criminal organisation in the world today. That's police forces all over the world. And yes, they're there to protect and serve, all right. They're there to protect the power structures and to serve the municipalities and the state governments and the federal governments and whoever else happens to be writing their checks. They're not there to protect us. They're not there to serve us. They are our enemy. And I didn't used to feel this way. I feel this way through many, many, many years of mistreatment by the police. You know? I have had it with them. They are a threat to me. They are a threat to my estate. They are a threat to my home. And they are a threat to my family. And I've had enough.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the images of of these protests, and I can imagine that with facial recognition, the police department will start arresting these people for not social distancing. I can see that coming.
Oh my God!
You know what, y'all? Oh, these people were. You couldn't turn around without bumping into someone. I mean, they are thick in this protest. And I don't disagree with them. And what did the police do? Well, they have their rubber bullet guns. They've got their respirators, face masks on. They've got tear gas grenades. And of course, they have their sidearms. They have their body armor on. They look like they are ready for war, the police. They've got their clubs, you know, their billy sticks. Face masks. They've got riot gear on. And I see a sergeant. I'm looking at his insignia. I see a sergeant. He's got body armor on. He's got groin protection on. He's got this kind of looks like. Now, I'm not 100% sure what this thing is, but it sort of looks like a semi-automatic rifle with a suppressor on it, you know, a silencer. That's what it looks like. And I can't really see for sure exactly what it is. It could be a rubber bullet gun, but it looks menacing. But right next to that, he's got his handgun with the wide grip with lots of cartridges in the magazine. He's got a helmet on. I mean, they all have helmets on. They have helmets on with respirators that are coated with this blue code, C-O-D-E, which probably means that it's the one you use for tear gas. I don't know that for sure. I'm just hypothesizing. And then there's an image of the protesters outside the MPD, the Minneapolis Police Department, 3rd Precinct, and they are behind thick double glass doors. And they're ready for the protesters to bash in the doors. But I have a feeling that that's probably bulletproof glass that they use on the doors to protect themselves. They barricaded themselves inside the police department. Now, people are really angry, and they absolutely, positively should be angry, because there's no need for this. No need. The police, here's a video. I haven't watched this. The title says, raw video, police fire flash grenades at George Floyd protesters. Oh, really? So we need flash grenades now. This is,
Something, Vincent?
This is a horrible
situation. The police are actually taught in their police academies that we are their enemy. We, the people, are their enemy. They started this. We didn't start it.
They started.
And I say
they started.
That if they are saying that we are their enemy, and if they are acting as if we are their enemy, why should we behave as if we are their friends?
Well, we reported yesterday that the police are allowed to lie to you and to deceive you, but you're not allowed to lie to them. How about that? Double standard. Rich Sheehan says no double standards. He's right.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so the four police officers have been fired as a result of what they did. Now, some people say that, there are a lot of good cops. Well, it doesn't seem like any of those four were good, because no one, not one of them, said to the other guy with his knee on the neck of the man who was murdered, the other cops didn't say, "What are you doing? Get off him. He's handcuffed. He can't move." Nope, they didn't. And that's what cops do. They protect each other. So, what should be done? Of course, we've learned that they have been fired. That's not enough. They should be in jail. Now, if you did that to somebody, do you think you would be in jail?
You'd be arrested. Or do you think you just get...
Right. They should be in jail. In jail, in the same jail cell as people who are alleged criminals of high crimes of violence. The same cell. That's what they would do to you or me. They would put us in that same cell with other people. Those police, those four police, should all be in jail right now, facing a trial. And if they are slapped on the wrist and said and told, you know what, that was not very nice, and then they're let go without prison sentences, long prison sentences, you know, the kind that you get for murder, then the system has failed the people again. Now, most people believe that the justice system doesn't have much justice. Most people believe that. Why is that? Do you think they just woke up one day and said, you know what, I don't think there's much justice? It's because they've learned it. They've heard the stories. They've been there firsthand. Rich even talks about citizen review boards. There should be a citizen review board for this. And, you know, the Minneapolis police chief announced that the four officers are now former employees. That's all that was announced. I don't know anything about jail time. What happens when you're arrested for murder? What is the bail? Is it $50? Is it $50,000? Whatever it typically is, if there is bail, it should be the same amount as for everybody else. No special treatment. Now, to me, it seems like anyone who's wearing a Minneapolis Police Department uniform should be very concerned today after one of their own murdered a citizen. They should be very concerned. And it's a heinous crime. It's abuse of power. Black people have been saying for years, police abuse. Abuse of power. For years. Well, not years, decades. And they're right. And they're right. And I'm delighted to see that people of all colors are standing up for the injustice. Standing up against the injustice of or against we the people. Here's what Amy Klobuchar says. My statement on this officer-involved death in Minneapolis. We heard his repeated calls for help. We heard him say over and over again that he could not breathe. And now we've seen yet another horrifying, gut-wrenching instance of an African-American man dying. Every single person in every single community in this country deserves to feel safe. As the mayor of Minneapolis noted, this tragic loss of life calls for immediate action. There must be a complete and thorough outside investigation as to what occurred. And those involved in this incident must be held accountable. Justice must be served for this man and his family. Justice must be served for our community, and justice must be served for our country. I agree with all that. So what is justice for the murdering of this man by a person that was hired by the city to protect the city? What is justice? Well, it'd be execution, wouldn't it? Execution. And I see the police in an image.
It wouldn't just be execution. It would also be execution for the people that hired him.
Absolutely. All the way.
Well.
All the way up the top.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody involved. And dismantling
that,
the entire...
That's what it would be.
And dismantling the entire city government. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
It's a
Go to Daily Mail, class. Go to Daily Mail. DailyMail.co.uk. You won't believe what you see. It will make your blood boil. Gwyneth and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.